It's like a sunrise warming us up. Been spending all your time lifting me up. All of the things I've been wearing seem to be disappearing now, reminding me what day should be made of. Sunshine, betting on a good time. I've been chasing butterflies all afternoon. Night drives, cruising on the highlights, spending all of my time kicking with you, honey.
Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad that you're here. I have a special guest today. And, you know, I want to talk about so many things. There's so much going on in the world. There's a whole lot of crazy. But the holidays are here. And I don't know about you, Ted, but I'm just a little bit stressed.
Well, you want a whole lot of crazy. You want a whole a lot of holiday cheer. I'm your barbecue Christmas daddy, baby. I love you, Shemaine.
I love you, too, and I'm so glad that you're here. My guest, if you didn't already guess, is my husband, Ted Nugent. And, Ted, there's so much to talk to you about. We do have a lot going on in the world, and what I was going to talk about in my podcast which you were so gracious to join me.
I'm a gracious guy.
Is about overwhelm and about stress and how to tone it down, considering everything that's going on in the world.
It's not easy. It really is treacherous, scary, evil, nasty, runaway criminal times in our world, especially by those who we entrusted with their oath to the Constitution. I mean, this is a very important subject because here it is, almost Christmas, and I just celebrated my 74th birthday with...
Happy birthday, by the way.
It is a very happy birthday, 74 years clean and sober with both middle fingers on fire. I'm your A10 Warthog, Freedom Daddy. Point being is that you can tell that I remain above the ugly fray. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. I've learned from the U.S. Marine Corps heroes that I've been able to train with and share campfires with and salute flag-draped coffins with. So I think it's about intellectually digging deep within our psyche and our spirit and our soul and finding those positive things. And it's more difficult every day. It's difficult for me. I always sound buoyant and positive and uppity and defiant because I'm buoyant and positive and uppity and defiant. But I really get angry, and it could turn into debilitating stress and suffering if I allowed it to be. But instead, what I do is I fight like a royal American freedom-loving son of a bitch against the evil, against the criminality, against the FBI and the Department of Defense and the so-called Department of Justice and the so-called Center for Disease Control and the so-called Environmental Protection Agency and the so-called U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I mean,
and the CIA.
CIA. I mean, our CIA is an arm of the communist Chinese enemy. And if people are shocked by me saying something like that, look into it.
Well, and Tucker Carlson recently had a piece about the CIA and the John F. Kennedy murder. And if it's on Tucker Carlson, if he's talking about it, I think that we should all be talking about it. But why is it that no other media source is talking about it?
Because the vast majority of media and so-called journalists, they literally are dishonest, America-hating, freedom-hating, morality-hating. And all you have to do is look at how they celebrate late-term abortions. Mm. How do you give Governor Newsom a standing ovation? People were crying tears of joy that you could kill a fully developed baby coming out of the womb.
And Cuomo, they were celebrating that. And there's something wrong. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world today. I mean, just look at the border. Look at the border crisis.
Secure my damn border. Come on, Uncle Sam. Come on, Republicans. Come on, law enforcement. Come on, Border Patrol. You don't process invaders. You turn them the hell back. Come on, anybody want to debate me on that? Well, we need to process them. No, you don't. They need to walk and swim south across the Rio Grande. No invaders. Come on, everybody. Let's call our elected employees and demand that Uncle Sam performs its number one moral duty to secure our borders. But Shemaine, before I continue my rant, okay. Your first opening was how we manage the suffering and the stress. I got to tell you, it's going to sound so simple, people will wince and furrow their brow. The mystical flight of the arrow. Nobody is beyond getting into archery. Now, it sounds so simple. Come on, Ted, as if that'll cure it. And it won't cure it, but it will help us manage it. I have a Matthews image bow that they built for me that is a nice 45-pound draw. Shemaine shoots a 30-pound draw Matthews. Real lightweight, little girly, almost children's draw weight. Simple, graceful, effortless. And when I knock my arrow, happens to be a gold tip arrow, when I knock, happens to be a Ted Nugent zebra finish gold tip arrow, but when I just grab my Matthews, and again, whatever bow fits you, it's like guns, women, bows and arrows, guitars, and life. It has to be yours. It has to fit and feel right in your hands and in your life. Get the bow that is effortless and graceful to draw. And I shoot right in the living room.
Well, you can't shoot in the living
room. I shoot in the living room. I have a target.
Now you shoot in the man cave.
Yeah, but again, living room, the bat. All you need to do is go through the form, the archery form. You don't have to shoot 20 yards or 20 feet. I shoot 10 feet away in my man cave cuckoo's nest or growing up in the living room. And it's about developing that hand-eye coordination, that samurai spirit of oneness with where the projectile is pointing. So I hope people won't dismiss this because it sounds too simple to be true, but it is absolutely true. Now, when you shoot the bow and arrow, you literally become engrossed. You become, at some point, your instinct will guide your left hand and your right hand and your eyes and your breathing and your stance and your profile and your posture. And all of a sudden, archery will teach you the ergonomic human skeletal muscle spirit form that will guide the projectile, i.e. the path of your life. This is serious stuff. We're dealing with serious evil. Where fat, perverted men dressed up like women prostitutes are crotch-twerking children supported by Tractor Supply and Walmart. You can't get more sinful than that. And in order to escape that depth of hurt, that depth of evil, that depth of atrocity against the human soul, you have to find something. Now, my grandson Jack was the Michigan State champ golfer. And if you study Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer and my grandson Jack, and there is an instinctual, natural, graceful ballet to some athletic activities. And archery is my choice. I kid you not, people listening to Shemaine Nugent's podcast, if you find a bow and arrow that is graceful, effortless, you don't have to lift weights, you don't have to have kinetic energy or velocity or anything except grace and ballet. If you find that, I swear to God, as you look at that target and you begin to go through the process of drawing that arrow back to your face, get right to your mouth. You have to have a consistent anchor where you finish your draw. I'm telling you, there's no Joe Biden. When you become the mystical flight of your arrow, you will dedicate all the gifts that God gave you instinctively to escape the sheer evil of the U.S. government, the media, Hollywood, Disney, Tractor Supply, and all these evil, evil people that think that drag queens are cute for children, and after-school Satan groups. You have an after-school Satan club, and moms go, yeah, that's harmless. No, it's harmful. I'm telling you, the mystical flight of the arrow cleanses my soul. And if you pursue that, it will at least help you manage the tsunami of ugliness and criminality that starts right with Joe Biden, his entire government. The FBI has turned into a gangster organization. The Department of Defense is against defending America. The Department of Justice is anti-justice. The Department of Education is anti-education. The Center for Disease Control is actually for the Center for Disease Creation. I mean, I could go on, but let the guitar player take a deep breath as we look at Sadie, Coco, and Happy, our beloved dogs, and my beautiful wife, Shemaine. There is a way to escape the stress, but don't hide from it. Get something that will consume your spirit so that it will cleanse your soul at least momentarily. But the most important thing is to fight against the evil and communicate with your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor, your chief of police, your state trooper commander, your sheriff, and let them know what the hell we the people expect from them, and hammer them, harass them until they comply with the number one duty to secure our borders and to quit letting rapists and carjackers and child molesters back out of their cages onto our streets. I could go on, but I'm gonna turn this over to Shemaine, because it is a whirlwind of chaos and ugliness out there. But God gave us the gift of intellect, spirit, defiance, critical thinking, and if you apply all those gifts, we can overcome.
Rocco and I and Rocco's girlfriend Belle just went skiing. Spent a few days in Vail, and that's my, although I am an archer as well, I'm a bow hunter.
A super archer.
Thank you. I learned from the best. I had the benefit of having a built-in samurai, warrior, archery teacher, coach. So thank you, because everything I've learned in archery is because of you. And one of the things that people always say when I say I'm a bow hunter, they'll say, "Well, I can't draw that back." They always say that. And I only draw a 30-pound bow, and I've killed zebra, kudu,
water buck,
wildebeest, owdad, oryx.
800-pound scimitar horned oryx. Her arrow went in one side and out the other. 30-pound bow with a razor sharp, scalpel sharp, two-blade broadhead, so it knifes and cuts cleanly. And those animals were dead faster than any chicken you've ever eaten.
But it's true. I was sitting on the plane. I told you about it. I was sitting on a plane next to a guy who said, I showed him pictures of Coco, our German shepherd that duck hunts. And he started talking about hunting, and I brought up the fact that I'm a bow hunter. And he said, I tried that once, and then I got to go chase after the animal, and you can't find it. And I said, this buck that I got, I showed him a picture of my recent buck, went about 10 seconds.
Maybe that, yeah.
Not even 10 seconds. And it is true. When you're in that blind and you're looking for deer and they're coming in, and for me, I have to be within 20 yards of an animal. So imagine sitting there within 20 yards and you're basically hiding from them in their own living room. Basically, they know every blade of grass, they know every leaf, and their sense of smell is heightened. So you're hiding out from them, and to be able to draw bow and arrow in front of them is almost impossible.
It's a ballet.
It is a ballet, yep.
Reasoning predator ballet. Now, we wear mossy oak when we're not in the tank blind. We have really good blinds, the best blinds in the world. They're called tank blinds made right here in Texas. But you get good camouflage, and you learn the way of your instincts as a self-sufficient, reasoning, conscientious, deadly predator, because without killing critters, we would not exist as a species. You have to kill them before you grill them. And I don't want to hear anything about, well, I'm a vegan. But Rocco and Belle are vegans. But no, they have not reduced the slaughter of pigs or lambs or calves or cattle. Or they have not reduced the killing because of all the vegans in the world. No army of vegans have ever caused the reduction of pork slaughter. I mean, if you want to be a vegan, that's fine. But if you want to be a vegan, you're going to have to hire a farmer to destroy every living thing in those fields to grow your vegetables. That tractor and that plow and that disc kills everything slowly and agonizingly, because the disc dismembered those creatures, the voles and the shrews and the gophers and the ground squirrels and the songbirds and the snakes and the and everything living on the ground gets dismembered by the vegan's tractor's plow and disc. So I hope everybody registers that, because, well, I don't kill things, I eat vegetables. No, you kill more things than Ted Nugent if I trade my bow and arrow in for an 810 Warthog. You can't get from Monday to Tuesday without being absolutely responsible for the death of many creatures. Case closed. If anybody would like to debate me on that, I would welcome you, because you would lose, and it's time to be educated and to be honest and quit denying the inescapable. So my point is that bow hunting and hunting and fishing and trapping and balancing the wildlife populations as winter comes on is the most environmental friendly, the most environmentally responsible activity available to man today. And without hunting, fishing, and trapping, there would be your tofu wouldn't grow, because all those animals would eat it. It's an honorable, effective, and absolutely necessary function to harvest the surplus every year, and that is the definitive organic, healthy, nutritious, and delicious diet available to mankind.
Well, even we were skiing, and where we were skiing on those mountains in Vail, Colorado, it had to be cleared out, and those animals can no longer go on those slopes.
Yeah, the elk so, can't breed in the lodge.
No, no. But back to de-stressing during these holidays. When I'm either bow hunting or teaching Zumba or skiing,
Or doing this podcast.
During these moments, and man, you saw me packing for 3 days, pretty much. And I have to see what fits, what doesn't fit anymore.
Now, get that my gloves. Was stressful.
That's stressful, I know. And it's the holidays, and everybody tries to have the perfect tree and the perfect cookies and the perfect gifts wrapped. But when I'm skiing, and especially having our son Rocco with us, I said that when he was little, I'm going to raise you so you can ski with me. And I taught him how to ski, although now he snowboards. But as we're going down the mountains, I mean, what I'm going for, the look, a lot of women will say, what's the look that you're going for? The look that I'm going for is one good run. When the weather's right, the sun is shining, the snow is right. Sometimes the snow is a little icy and crusty and dangerous, and sometimes the mountain's too crowded, and sometimes you don't feel good, and sometimes you just don't have the energy or the rhythm, and it's not working. But for that one good run, it just seems like everything goes away. And I want to encourage people who are listening now to find what that one good run is in their life, whether it's painting or writing or, you know, planting a garden or whatever it is. And for you, Ted, it's hunting and playing the guitar. And I want to encourage people to find the thing that makes their heart sing and do it more often, and they'll be happier and healthier.
And another thing that I do, I was just checking my phone while Shemaine was wonderfully articulating the escape from the evil caused stress that runs rampant, especially from our own government. It's just heartbreaking that our government has turned on the people. We have to get over this. But I was checking my phone because there's this new technology called Cameo. And I've done hundreds, I don't know, I imagine I could look and see, I guess it's cameo.com, but I've done hundreds and hundreds of cameos, and people get me on Cameo to say congratulations or anniversaries or birthdays or Merry Christmas or Happy Thanksgiving or Happy Retirement or the birth of a child or the loss of a loved one. I mean, it gets really, really personalized. But the raves that I get, because I'm a funny, funny guy, everybody just loves this communication. So if you really want to show somebody how much you love them, you can go to Cameo and have a Ted Nugent cameo for your friends. And I promise you, when you all watch the cameo that I create, when you watch it together, you will be de-stressed at least during that cameo, because it's really intense. I get real personal, and I try to take it above and beyond. Quadruple live gonzo, so they say. So just a little tip for you.
And you do the cameos immediately, as soon as you get a notification, whether you're driving. Yeah. Or there was one time I don't know if I should say
in
this.
The bathtub?
Yeah. When you did a camp, yes. So maybe we shouldn't say that, but you do respond to them immediately. And I think there's a Cameo app where people can go to and they can request for you to send them a happy birthday or happy graduation or something like that. And yeah, I'm looking at all your 5-star ratings.
Yeah, I get 100% just amazing. 5-star ratings.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm a funny guy.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for being here. I know you've got a busy schedule and you've got a little bit of a, can you talk about what's going on tomorrow with Ira?
Ira Dean is the co-author with the amazing Aaron Lewis song, Am I the Only One? If you haven't heard the song, Am I the Only One by Aaron Lewis, it may be the best song ever. And I always thought Street Fighting Man or I Can't Drive 55 or Stranglehold or maybe Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. But the song Am I the Only One by Aaron Lewis and Ira Dean authored that song. And Ira is coming tomorrow with a song that he wants me to play a lead guitar solo on. So I'll be recording that tomorrow. And then my buddy Calvin Ross from Lone Star Music in Waco, Texas, has written some brilliant songs, wonderful, intense, emotional. They draw you in with the lyrics. Calvin Ross, Lone Star Music, Waco, Texas, and he's getting that long-legged, squalling soul singer, Lexi, from Austin, Texas, to sing on one of his songs. So yeah, the music keeps going. I had the greatest tour of my life in 2022. Thank you all very much for the Detroit Muscle Tour. The Detroit Muscle album is one of the greatest albums I've ever been part of with Jason Heartless and Greg Smith and Michael Lutz and Tim and Andy Padlin. We really put our heart and soul into this new record, Detroit Muscle. And if you love real intense all-American rhythm and blues rock and roll, then Detroit Muscle is the album for you. But thank you for supporting my career for all these greasy, outrageous, fun, fire-breathing years. But for me to be able to tell you in 2022 with all the ugliness around that Detroit Muscle Summer Tour 2022 was the best tour of my life, the best audiences. The band has never been tighter, more dynamic. What Greg and Jason put into every song, every lick, every night, every concert is every guitar player's dream. So we're wrapping up 2022, and I look forward to a fire-breathing 2023. But mostly have a peaceful, loving, passionate, embracing holiday season with the people you love, your wonderful family and friends. And I think you should all communicate with Shemaine because she does God's work out here. And I'm proud to be a part of her podcast. Shemaine, Merry Christmas. I love you.
Aw, well, thank you, honey. Merry Christmas. And I love you too. And I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. We've got a wild game cookbook called Kill It and Grill It. You can grab one. Might be a great Christmas present. Go get Ted's new album. And I've got a book called 4 Minutes to Happy. You can get that on Amazon.com. And we're going to be writing a follow-up Kill It and Grill It book soon. That's on our list for 2023. And my Killer House book is coming out soon. And I'm going to have a program, a spiritual warfare training program with Pastor Anthony Thomas from Naples, Florida. And I'm so excited about that. So I'm going to have more information on how you can sign up for that. It's going to start in February of 2023. I can't believe it's already 2023. It just seems it's unbelievable. But I bring you things. I hope you enjoy that I want to learn more about, which is why I'm doing the spiritual warfare training and quite honestly, why I'm doing this podcast. About 2 years ago, during the beginning of the pandemic, I did a deep dive and I found out a whole lot of things that I never imagined were going on, including child trafficking, human trafficking. And I kept asking questions and I think That's really why I'm here. I want to share information with you that I've discovered. And my podcasts, if you like and subscribe to them, I run the gamut of interviewing Ted Nugent, Motor City Madman, to best-selling authors like Richard Paul Evans and also Pastor Anthony Thomas. And for me, what has happened in the past few years, I've done this deep dive and a lot of research into spiritual warfare. And what's going on in the world, we talked about it at the beginning. There's just so much going on from the JFK murder, which Tucker Carlson has a great piece on, and you should go check that out. It's and now the FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is charged with one of America's biggest frauds, and of course the border. There's just so much, the border, the everything that's going on in the world. And it, every day I wake up and Ted and I are just he left already. He walked out of the room. He's done here, so he moved on. But every day we're shaking our heads. We're kind of complaining, but not. And that's why I wanted to bring you this podcast. If I'm stressed, and today is December 19th, I have not wrapped one present. I'm a little stressed, but not a whole lot because we're older now. Ted and I are older, and we don't have little kids here. Rocco and Belle will come visit on Christmas Day. But other than that, you know, honestly, the older I get, the more it's really just about relaxing and finding peace. And on that note, I want to share something with you, my go-to trick for relaxing. And it's only going to take about a minute. So here's what I want you to do. In your mind, think about how stressed you are right now on a scale of 1 to 10. Is it a 6 or is it a 7? Or are you super stressed out and it's a 10? I want you to think about that number. And for about a minute, we're going to go through a little relaxation trick that I use recently when traveling. Last night, my flight was delayed coming out of Vail, Colorado. And when I flew into DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, my flight was already closed. The door was closed. Although I could see the plane at the end of the gateway. And I thought, I'm right here. Can you just let me on? And of course, gosh, there's no way my luggage is going to make it, which includes my skis and boots and helmet and all of that stuff. I thought there's absolutely no way. Number one, I'm going to get on. Number two, my luggage is going to make it. And honestly, guys, I did pray. I prayed and I asked, okay, is there a chance that this flight could be just delayed a little bit so I can get on? Because I started getting stressed out. And the gate agent said, nope, can't get on. Doors are closed. Can't get on. She said, if you really want to, you can go to customer service and see what they can do. Customer service was about 7 gates away. So I ran. Meanwhile, I got an update saying that my flight that I'm looking at the plane was delayed 20 minutes. So I thought, it's here. I'm here. Why can't I get on? So I ran down to customer service and there was a sympathetic woman there and she said, let's see what we can do. And she said, we're going to have to go back to that gate agent. And I was run walking with my carry-on. And she came back with me and she said, you know, this lady has a seat on the plane and it's delayed. Can you let her on? And just then a gentleman, I think he was doing was part of air traffic control or something. He had one of those vests on, the bright yellow vests on, and he got on the computer and gave him my name and he got me a seat and I got on the plane. And then when I got on, it was delayed another 20 minutes. So needless to say, oh, and the best part, when I arrived at home in my hometown, all my luggage came. It was just amazing. It was a miracle. So here's what I'm going to share with you, what I had to do while I was stressed out running around the airport and finally got onto my seat. So you've got that image in your mind of a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed you are. Okay, we're going to bring that down. I want you to close your eyes and just listen to the sound of my voice. Other than if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Listen to the sound of my voice. Take a deep breath, as deep as you can. Inhale and hold it for just a second. And now exhale slowly as if you're breathing out of a straw. And let's take another deep breath. Inhale, expand the rib cage, filling up the lungs with air. Hold it just a second and exhale, breathing out slowly. And now let's do that again. And this time, while you're inhaling, I want you to think of a favorite color, like For me, it's turquoise. So your favorite color, imagine that air coming into your body being turquoise. And as you're breathing in, you're expanding your rib cage, filling up your lungs with air. Turquoise is going throughout your body, or pink or yellow or whatever it is. Going out to the limbs, the fingers, and down through your legs and toes. And as you exhale, put a darker color to that, brown or even black or dark gray. And as you exhale, you're exhaling that brown or dark gray or black. And let's do that again. Nice deep breath. Inhale, expand the rib cage. And again, as you exhale, you're exhaling out any toxins in your body, any stress. And from the top of your head down through your body, visualize your body relaxing. Again, deep breath, inhale, and hold it just a bit. That bright colored air is coming into your body, relaxing you, calming you. And as you exhale, all the toxins and stress and even negative thoughts are going out. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Well, I hope that number went down even just a little bit for you. And you can join me in doing this every day or every other day or whenever you feel super stressed. Remember, these holidays are not just holidays. Most of us are celebrating. Christians are all around the world are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And sometimes we try to put too much stress on ourselves, trying to have the perfect tree or the perfect gift or the perfect food or whatever it is. And with what's going on in the world, it's no wonder we're overwhelmed. So take a moment to relax and breathe. Breathe, find peace. God wants us to be at peace, happy, and healthy. If you like this podcast, please like and subscribe and share it with a friend. I am so suppressed on social media, and I would appreciate it if you shared it. Thanks again for joining me. My name is Chimaine Nugent, and you're listening to The Chimaine Show. I'll see you next time. Bye. Sunshine.